فلتنصتوا
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أسأل قابلات الشهر ولي بغلق أن أنا لا أدلكم الكبير
يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين لله شهداء بالقسط ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون.
The wave of Arab revolution has swept from North Africa to the Kingdom of Bahrain. But unlike Egypt and Tunisia, the Bahraini army brutally suppressed peaceful protests.
I think Bahrain has had the biggest uprising of the Arab Spring. Around 300,000 Bahrainis took to the streets at one point. That's like saying 40 million Egyptians came out in a revolution. That's the largest number.
Manama, Bahrain. Inspired by the wave of Arab revolution, pro-democracy campaigners marched towards the Bahraini army and meet a brutal response.
الفساد يرفض الحياد دمع الطهاد في فؤادي أعلن الحداد ظلم الأعالي والفساد يرفض الحياد هل من أيادي للمنادي أنقذ
If you look at Bahrain per capita, we've had the second highest amounts of death in the Arab Spring. We have the highest amount of detainees in the Arab Spring. So the gravity of the situation actually shows that we have a very real uprising on our hands. It's just that people don't know about it. Understand why the Western governments don't want this reported, because they're afraid that losing one Gulf dictatorship would mean losing all of them, and that puts a huge question mark on Western interests in that part of the world. It's not a question of human rights. The Western governments love talking about human rights and freedom and how they're champions of it. President Obama came out and said, wherever people fight for freedom, they'll find a friend in the United States of America. He forgot, you know, to say that unless you're in Bahrain. Change will happen. It's a matter of years. Maybe it's going to happen in a year, maybe it'll take 20 years, but it's going to come about. It's just about how many more lives are going to have to be taken until it comes about.